officers attacked during cleanup operation in Lusaka's George compound. 23-year-old man nabbed for allegedly raping 35-year-old woman at a named nightclub on the Copper Belt. And in Global News, Palestinian officials say Gaza ceasefire talks on verge of collapse. Afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Department of Immigration has condemned the violent conduct exhibited by some residents of George compound during a cleanup operation conducted by the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office yesterday. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga says the incident occurred as officers apprehended a suspected prohibited immigrant in the area. Mr. Nshinga explains that in an alarming show of disregard for the rule of law, a group of residents confronted the officers, demanding the release of the suspect. He says the confrontation escalated into violence, with the crowd pelting stones at the officers, injuring three immigration officers and damaging one of the department's vehicles. Mr. Nshinga says the cleanup operation, which covered Komesa, Kanyama, Garden House, Garden Chilulu, Chamba Valley, Mungwe Road and George compound, resulted in the apprehension of 45 suspected illegal immigrants. He says the group includes 29 Burundians, 13 Tanzanians and 3 Congolese, all of whom failed to produce valid immigration documentation at the time of operation.
The suspects are currently detained pending further investigation and possible prosecution. The department is deeply concerned by the unprovoked attack on immigration officers in George compound. We wish to remind members of the public that obstructing or attacking immigration officers in the execution of their lawful duties is a serious offense and shall not be tolerated. We take this opportunity to appeal to the general public for cooperation and support in our ongoing efforts to rid the country of illegal immigrants by reporting any suspicious foreign nationals or immigration-related offenses to the nearest immigration office.
The Bookmakers and Imaging Association of Zambia, BIGA, has expressed concern over government's proposal to introduce a 10% excise duty on betting amounts, warning that the measure could drive customers to offshore and unregulated operators, ultimately reducing government tax revenue. In a statement, Associated President Victor Sodala says if effected, the move will make legal operations unsustainable and threaten the over 2,500 jobs that the sector offers. Mr. Sodala notes that the sector remains one of Zambia's highest taxed industries, despite licensed operators investing over $15 million annually in marketing and sponsorship within Zambia. He has reiterated that the association remains committed to working with government to achieve fiscal sustainability and promote responsible gaming practices. The proposed tax was announced last year as part of government's 2025 national budget. Police on the Copper Belt province have arrested a 23-year-old man of Chitilabombwe's Kawama Township, Stephen Mwape, for allegedly raping a 35-year-old woman in the toilet at a named nightclub. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says brief facts of the matter are that on 11th July 2025 at around 02 hours, the victim was drinking beer with her friend at the nightclub when she decided to answer the call of nature. Ms. Kaitisha says that the victim was followed by the suspect, and when she entered the toilet, the assailant also forcefully entered the toilet, closed the door and demanded to have carnal knowledge with her. She says when the victim resisted, the suspect beat her, undressed and sexually abused her.
When the victim resisted, he beat her, undressed and sexually abused her. In the process, she shouted for help and the alert door bouncer went to her rescue and managed to apprehend the suspect with the help of members of the community and was later handed over to Chitilabombwe Police Station. A medical report form was issued to the victim to seek medical attention. The suspect is detained in police custody, awaiting court appearance.
Police in Eastern Province have arrested a 34-year-old man in connection with the use of counterfeit money amounting to 1,000 kwacha at Vubi Business Center in Chief Mpemba Moyo's area. Eastern Province Police Commanding Commissioner, rather, Robertson Wemba, who confirmed the development, says the suspect, identified as Lucas Piri of Chikoma One Village, was apprehended on July 8, 2025 at approximately 23:25 hours at Vubu Business Center following police investigations into the incident, which occurred nearly a month earlier. Mr. Wemba explains in a statement that Vubu Police Station received a report on June 13, 2025 at around 09 hours from Harriet Mtonga, a 21-year-old Airtel money agent, who alleged that a male individual used 100 kwacha counterfeit notes to deposit a total of 1,000 kwacha at her booth the previous evening. He says the transaction took place on June 12, 2025 at approximately 17:52 hours, and the complainant was able to provide a cell phone number used by the suspect, which was registered under the name Zelevasi Banda. Mr. Mwemba says that the suspect was positively identified by the complainant after investigations, and that counterfeit notes were recovered during the arrest. He says the suspect has since been detained and is assisting police with further investigations, including disclosing the source of the counterfeit currency. The Information and Communications Technology Association of Zambia, ICTAS, believes that Zambia can achieve 100% network and internet coverage in the coming years. According to ICTAS President Dr. Clemens Nyangwe, achieving this target will require a significant increase in the installation of network towers and ensuring balanced access to mobile devices. While Dr. Sinyangwe acknowledges that this target may not be realized this year, he is optimistic that with various interventions, including the installation of internet providers like Starlink, Zambia can bridge the gap in network and internet coverage. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Sinyangwe has emphasized the need to prioritize needy areas to keep pace with the evolving digital world. According to the 2022 Census Analytical Report, internet and network coverage in Zambia remains low, with less than half of people owning functional ICT devices, while national ownership stands at 40.8% for those aged 5 and above, with urban residents having a connectivity rate of 54% compared to 29.9% for rural residents.
What it takes is proper planning and investment. So I believe Zambia can still manage to attain 100% connectivity. We've seen a lot of strides being done, even in those areas where we feel it's impossible. We've seen the government deploying Starlink. So again, it's a huge step towards achieving 100%. So I'm very confident that if they continue on this trajectory and the speed they are doing it, it's very possible that in the next few years we may attain 100% connectivity.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
In global news, negotiations between Israel and Hamas in Qatar on a new Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal are on the brink of collapse, according to Palestinian officials familiar with the details of the discussions. One senior official told the BBC that Israel had bought time during Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week and deliberately stalled the process by sending a delegation to Doha with no real authority to make decisions on key points of contention. Before he left the U.S. on Thursday, Netanyahu had maintained a positive tone, saying he hoped to complete an agreement in a few days. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
The first report into last month's crash of an Air India plane shown that fuel was cut to the engine shortly after takeoff. The investigators say there was confusion in the cockpit. The crash in Ahmedabad killed 260 people. The U.S. State Department said it's aware of reports of the death of a citizen in the occupied West Bank. Officials there say a U.S.-Palestinian man, Saif al-Musallat, was beaten to death by Jewish settlers. His family said he was protecting their land from settlers.